We've all heard the expression, patience is a virtue. It's something that someone has probably said to us, and we have said to someone else. And usually when we hear that phrase, patience is a virtue, it's because someone isn't being very patient. What does that mean to say patience is a virtue? I think it means that patience is valuable. Patience is something that is worth having. The author and pastor Tim Keller says that patience is the ability to wait without hitting a wall or blowing up. But today, it's perhaps more difficult to be patient than ever, because we live in a culture that gives us instant gratification. We live in a culture filled with microwaves where we can literally take food from being completely frozen to piping hot in a minute. We live in a culture that has Netflix, the ability to turn on our TV and have thousands of movies that we've never seen before instantly available to us. We live in a period of time where we have cell phones, where we can call and connect with people all around the world just by using our fingertips. And we live in a world with Zoom. I think we've all learned what Zoom means these past few months. It's the ability to see other people's faces, to almost feel like we're sitting in a room with someone all across the country or all across the world. Yes, we live in a world with wonderful technological innovations that make things so available to us, so accessible to us, but perhaps because of its availability and accessibility, we have lost the ability to be patient. We get so used to things being delivered to us how we want and when we want them, that when things don't happen exactly how we want or when we want them to, we get frustrated. We get impatient. And many times, if there is a product or a service that doesn't meet our expectations as far as speed and efficiency, we get rid of it. If there is a phone that we have that perhaps doesn't work as quickly as we want, we go and we buy a new phone. If our cable company doesn't provide internet at a high enough speed, we go and we try to find a new cable company. What happens when we get impatient with God? That's the topic of my sermon today, is how we can have more patience, not just in our lives, but with God. You see, so many people spend their lives just waiting for the next thing to happen. They spend their lives just wanting to get to the next phase. When we're kids, we want to be teenagers. When we're teenagers, we want to be adults. When we're adults, we want to get married. When we get married, we want to have kids. When we have kids, we look forward to the day when our kids will grow up and we'll finally be able to relax. And when our kids grow up, we'll look forward to the day that we can retire. It seems like so often we're always waiting for the next thing to happen, that we can spend our whole lives waiting, our whole lives trying to rush through each and every phase. The musician John Lennon once said, life is what happens when we're busy making other plans. Yes, because of the speed of everything, it's easy to be impatient. But patience is a virtue for a variety of reasons. But perhaps most importantly, it's the ability to take life as it comes. But how do we become more patient with life, and how do we become more patient with God? That's the topic of the scripture reading today. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of 2 Peter, and this was written by the disciple Peter that followed Jesus. And Jesus had left, Jesus had risen, and promised that one day he would return. And all of the Christians were growing impatient, wondering, why hasn't Jesus come back yet? Why hasn't Jesus returned? And over again, Peter reminds them to be patient. Peter says one thing that particularly got my attention. He says, but do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. One day is like 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years are like one day. It reminds me of an old story about a con man. And this con man had spent his life cheating and tricking people out of their money. Well, one day, he cheated and tricked the wrong person out of their money. A very dangerous person. And this dangerous person was after him. And this con man was literally running for his life. The con man began to grow so desperate that he did something he never did before. He began to pray. He began to pray and ask God, God, if you will help me get out of this situation, I promise that I will be a good person. God, please help me, he said. God, please answer me. God answered him and said, what is it, my child? Much to the surprise of the man, God had answered him. But his old con man ways started to get the best of him again, and he began to think, maybe I can con God. And so he asked God a question. He said, God, what is 1,000 years feel like to you? God said, it feels like a minute to me, my child. God said, the con man then said, well then God, what does $1,000,000 feel like to you? God said, $1,000,000 feels like a dollar to me. And the con man said, well, if $1,000,000 is only like a dollar to you, can I have $1,000,000? God said, sure, to the con man. Can you wait a minute? This humorous story reminds us of a very important fact and truth, is that God's timing is not our timing. You see, we can rush through our lives. We can demand certain products and services, move faster, move quicker. But one thing that we cannot demand move quicker, one thing that we cannot bring up to our desired speed is the timing of God. You see, God has his own timing. God has his own way of bringing his kingdom into our world and our lives. And instead of trying to rush God all the time, instead of getting frustrated with life that things don't happen faster, that things don't happen quicker, we have to begin to match our pace with God's pace. We need to become patient with God. The question you might be asking then is, how do we become patient with God? What does that mean? What does that look like, being a patient person of faith? Well, our scripture reading gives us a few insights into that. The first key to being patient with God is remembering that God is patient with us. Peter says in the scripture reading, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. Peter urges the hearers of this letter and us to be patient with God first and foremost because God is patient with us. We often get frustrated with God that God doesn't move faster. We might become impatient with God that God does not work according to our timing. But Peter reminds us that we can be patient with God because God is far more patient with us. Throughout the scriptures, God does never condemn someone. God does never cast someone aside. God is always willing to give them a second chance. Even though they stumble, even though they fail, God is always patient with them. And that's the same with us. You see, we often fail. We often fail to meet God's expectations. We often fail to do the things God is calling us to do if God is always patient with us. God is always ready to forgive us and give us another chance. And God's patience is endless. God's patience is limitless with us. And so if God is patient with us, we can be patient with God. The second thing to remember as we seek to be more patient with God is to remember that God's timing is better than our timing. God's timing is better than our timing. Right now, my wife and I, we have two small boys at home, and they are getting so excited for Christmas. We have this little calendar that they can count the days to Christmas, and they are just constantly asking the question, how many more days till Christmas? How many more days till Christmas? How many more days till Christmas? And I know if it was up to them, Christmas would start today. That we would just have Christmas today. That Christmas would begin as soon as today. But my wife and I asked them to wait. We asked them to wait until the actual Christmas because we know that by waiting for Christmas, it makes Christmas that much more meaningful. We're wiser than they are, and so our timing is better than theirs is. And the same is true with our relationship with God. Is we ask the same question, how long, God? How much more do I have to wait? How much more do I have to wait to see your presence? How much more do I have to wait to have my prayer answered? And yet, even though we don't always understand it, even though we don't always know why, we can always trust that God's timing is better than our timing. And that if we're willing to wait and be patient, God will deliver us exactly what we need when we need it. So then the final question is, what do we do in the meantime? How are we supposed to live as patient people? Does patience just mean like sitting around in an airport or being stuck in traffic, that it's a passive thing, that we just look at our watch and wait for the day of the Lord to come, or is there something more to it? Well, once again, Peter's advice is this. Be faithful as you wait. Peter says, therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish. While you are waiting for these things, the apostle Peter says that we are called to live as faithful Christians. That we are called to do the things that God calls us to do. To be generous, to be kind, to be loving, to be forgiving. You see, being patient as a Christian doesn't mean sitting around just waiting for God to show up, but it means to be active in our waiting, to practice our discipleship, even though all the things that we want to happen haven't happened yet. You see, the scripture reminds us that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we are living in the kingdom, the period of history of already and not yet. And what that means is Jesus has already come to earth. He has already died and rose again. But he has not yet come to earth to bring a new heaven and a new earth. We are in the in-between period. And in the in-between period, we are called to be faithful. We are called to follow God's word, to be Jesus' disciples, to be active in love and charity and peace. So as you wait for God, for those promises and things that you feel are unfulfilled and unmet in your soul, may you know that God waits with you. And may you know God has not forgotten you, but God deeply cares for you. And in his way and his timing, you will be given the kingdom. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of what it means to be truly patient. That it means to understand that you are good, Lord, and you are wise. And as your children, you seek to give us good things. Help us have faith and trust, not in our own timing, but in your timing. That in your time, in your way, you will give us all that we need. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.